You know, psychologists have determined that retirement is one of the most stressful events that some people will experience in their entire lives. Pretty amazing. In this episode, we're going to look at the ways to proactively deal with the stress that surrounds the retirement process and help you steer clear of it. That and more coming up on today's edition of the Retirement Roadmap.
Time for the Retirement Roadmap podcast with registered financial consultant Glenn Mosseller.
Walter Storholt back with you here alongside Glenn Mosseller for another episode. And Glenn, I hope life's treating you well. And, you know, we're shifting gears on today's episode. We talked about horse racing last time around, and now we're back to a little bit more straightforward financial planning talk. So I appreciate you bearing with me as we bounce around to different concepts here on the show.
Absolutely.
You are nimble and prepared, as always, to talk about whatever we come up with here. So we've got at least five good points to make to folks on today's show about stress in retirement. Before we get into the specific ways that we can try to steer clear of this stress, I just want to see, do you agree, first of all, Glenn, that this is one of the most stressful things, retirement, that people are going to face and get ready for?
I think so, Walter. I mean, for some folks, it's more stressful than others. And it's also can be sometimes different stress, right? I'm sure everybody understands that there's different types of stresses in life. And, you know, for some people, it's just like, you know, there's certain anxiety. It's, you know, that it's like, oh, well, my money lasts. Do I have I saved enough? There's a stress that my identity is really has been in my work, you know, and you know, it's like, what is it going to look like, you know, going forward? There's different things that come out. So, you know, I've never really, you know, come across that many people that everything is just totally stress-free. But I will say, I mean, most people aren't, you know, overly stressed, you know, but there are certain things and elements of retirement that can create, you know, certain anxieties. And it's always interesting to, you know, to work with folks and to, you know, to help, you know, everybody kind of through that process of, you know, of getting an idea of what it's going to look like. Because the more, you know, plans that are in place, Walter, that, you know, the easier it is to kind of relax and it's like, oh, okay, everything is going to be all right. And that's the ultimate goal. And there's different ways to get there for different folks.
Yeah, that's a great point. All right. So I would imagine, too, just the prolonged nature of retirement planning is part of that stressful equation. You know, some things happen into our lives might have a greater peak of stress, but be over a short period of time. But if you're planning for retirement for 5+ years, you see that date coming, getting closer and closer, it's just a long time to be stressed about one particular thing. So I can imagine that playing a factor as well, more of just the duration of it, too. Something to think about. Well, here's tip number one for steering clear of retirement stress, and it's to understand the significant lifestyle changes that come with retirement. What does that really look like for most folks that you interact with?
Well, Walter, I mean, I was just touching on that, right? I mean, your day, what you're doing with your time is going to be altogether different, you know, for most people, right? I mean, there's, you know, particularly if you go to, you know, from, you know, working full time to full retirement, and you're literally not working any longer, right? I mean, you're no longer, you know, on the clock. You're not working that, you know, 9 to 5 or, you know, or whatever your schedule was. You know, all of a sudden it's like, it seems like every day is Saturday, right? And so that's a totally different, you know, way of being. I mean, for most people, I mean, maybe if, you know, most people have experienced that to some degree, you know, with certain vacations that they maybe took. But at the same time, a vacation, when you know that the, you know, it's just like, okay, it's going to last for a week or two or whatever the case might be, and then you're going to be back at it. That's different than, in essence, kind of going on permanent vacation, if you will, right? And so that's different. Right, the interaction and, you know, all the stuff that goes along with work and travel. You know, maybe you had a, you know, job that, you know, you had to travel with work, or you had other things, you know, that were there. Maybe there was inner office politics, or, you know, all the different things, or maybe you got along really well with, you know, with coworkers and whatnot. But all of those things are going to be different. You know, I mean, a lot of that's just going to, you know, completely go away, and, you know, it's just going to be replaced with other things in life. So, you know, it's really understanding that your life and however you're spending your time and the bulk of what you're doing is going to influence things. And for, like I say, for most people, it's going to really be a big change. I've actually talked to some folks about it, and they go, you know, that's kind of more scary than anything. They feel like, hey, they've got enough saved, but you know, it's like, you know, gosh, I don't really know. I have a lot of my identities tied up to this, and they understand that. And so sometimes, you know, those folks are, you know, maybe they'll like do a phased retirement where they kind of gradually work their way into it, right? There's lots of different ways to retire and different strokes for different folks, if you will, Walter. And sometimes, you know, it's easier to, you know, to make those transitions that way in certain lines of work than in others. But I mean, even those who, you know, sometimes I've talked to folks that, you know, it's like they altogether stop what they're doing, but you know, they get a part-time job, or they go volunteer, and they want to be, you know, productive doing something because that's what they've spent their life doing. You know, they maybe don't want to be, you know, on the hook, so to speak, as you know, as they were for a full-time job and all the stresses that might have come with that, but they want to be doing something rather than just, it's like, okay, I'm retired, so you know, now I'm just, you know, on permanent vacation. That's not necessarily appealing to everybody. It is to some, but not all.
I really like that perspective, and does make a lot of sense, Glenn. All right, so we also want to embrace the opportunity to face new challenges in retirement. This is a big one to help us steer clear of some retirement stress, right? Viewing things as opportunities.
Yeah, retirement really, I mean, when you're literally spending your hours of the day that were, you know, just different, you know, and you're not doing the same things. In essence, I mean, the whole notion of making that transition is an opportunity. How are you going to reinvent yourself? What are you going to create for your life? And what is your lifestyle going to look like, right? I mean, there's so many different, you know, choices that you can make there. You know, for some people, it's going to be, you know, maybe getting more involved, you know, with kids and grandkids and their lives, you know, and that kind of things. For some people, it's going to be volunteering. For others, like I say, it's going to be maybe doing, you know, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And sometimes, you know, I've had a number of clients that started down the path. They said, you know, well, this is what I'm going to do in retirement. And, you know, and then 6 months in, they go, see, you know what, I'm not really enjoying that like I thought I would, but now they're going to, you know, explore other things. And so it's constantly new things that you can do. And the cool thing about it, Walter, is that if you're not having that financial need of that paycheck coming in, I mean, you can change your mind far more easily and, you know, and explore other opportunities and you kind of just, you know, create your day-to-day life the way you want it to be and coordinate that with, you know, with your spouse, your significant other, and make it really be the way you want it to be. And, you know, in these final chapters of life, you know, my father used to always say, you know, the world is your oyster, you know, and I think that's probably even more true in retirement for you, because, you know, you're not tied down to as many, you know, day-to-day obligations when you're in retirement.
So we've already talked about understanding significant lifestyle changes, embracing opportunities when you face new challenges. Also a good idea for some people, I think, just keeping your options open is going to help eliminate some stress. You know, give yourself some opportunities to not get backed into a corner and to have some flexibility for how you choose your path forward.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Walter. I mean, that's what we kind of been talking about in a way, right? There's nothing that you're really locked into for the vast majority of people once you retire, right? So just kind of keeping your options open and that flexibility, you know, that creates a lot of freedom, you know, feeling for, you know, for a lot of folks that, you know, that maybe didn't necessarily feel that way when, you know, when they were in their working years, right? And so just kind of just realize, you know, you want to just have that mentality, if you will, that, you know, you're keeping your options open. If certain things, you know, come down the path and you're presented with different, you know, different ways of doing things or different opportunities, and maybe exploring different opportunities. And, you know, and when I say exploring, I mean, maybe you're actually engaging in them, and sometimes you're just doing a little research on them, but just kind of keeping all of that future is, you know, is wide open, so to speak, as an attitude. It kind of keeps you young, and, you know, and there's a certain element of fun and adventure there. I mean, I think the folks that enjoy retirement the most and stay healthier and, you know, more vivacious for a longer period of time kind of to take on that mentality and those attitudes, Walter. It becomes an exploration, and it's fun, and, you know, and versus it's like, you know, this is the, oh, I've got to go do this and I've got to go do that. And again, it comes down to personalities. I mean, certain folks like certain structure and they want to do certain things certain ways. But again, there's many different things that you can do, and you can have structure, you know, on a certain path. And it's maybe you say, you know what, I want to keep having some structure there. And it's like, maybe it's volunteering or doing part-time work or whatever the case may be, but you know, you can shift venues and go to something else. And, you know, there's plenty of opportunities. And again, you don't necessarily have to tie yourself down to any one thing.
Really appreciate that perspective, Glenn. All right, let's talk about, speaking of perspective, keeping your sense of perspective as another way of steering clear of retirement stress. But what does that mean to you and to your clients?
Well, Walter, I mean, it's kind of realizing it's like where you are in life, right? I mean, you know, it's kind of like the cherry on top, so to speak, right? I mean, it's different phases of life. And so as you retire, you know, it's a relatively new concept, right? I mean, in generations, you know, gone by, and it's just like, you know, folks just, you know, they continue to work, especially within the last 100 years, it, you know, we live in a different world. I mean, there was a time when prior to cars and, you know, radio and TV and all of that, I mean, you literally, you know, and not only decades, but you literally went centuries where things really stayed pretty much the same and folks just worked until, right? And, you know, and so now, you know, with all the different, you know, things that have happened with technology and, you know, in the Industrial Revolution, you know, just prior to that, I mean, everything, the whole world has changed. And so we have opportunities, you know, that previous generations just simply didn't have. And, you know, and you know, keeping that perspective and keeping it fun, again, I mean, kind of going back to that whole theme about, you know, that's what keeps you young and that's what keeps you going in life is looking for, you know, for more opportunities and things to do. And, you know, a lot of that, you know, can kind of come into play is just like, you know, if you've been really blessed to be able to share, you know, and be able to, you know, to help others. And a lot of people find a way of giving back, you know, maybe it's with their church, you know, or maybe it's, you know, some other, you know, cause that they care a lot about. Some people spend, you know, literally, I mean, they almost replace their full-time job with that type of work. Others, you know, maybe a certain project or maybe a couple days a week or whatnot, or maybe it's something altogether different. Maybe it's, you know, it's an opportunity to help guide, you know, grandkids and that kind of thing. There's any number of things that, you know, that you can do, but it's kind of keeping the perspective of, you know, what do you want your life to be about and how do you want those final chapters to go and what impact do you want to make and what is the legacy you want to leave?
I think that's really big as well, Glenn, to kind of, I think you bring up just some fantastic points there about that keeping a sense of perspective. Last but not least, another tip to steer clear of retirement stress, you know, whenever you DIY something, it's going to be more stressful than if you've got someone on your side helping guide you through. When you're doing home renovations on yourself versus working with an expert or a contractor, yeah, it's going to be more stressful when you accidentally hit a hole in that water pipe and you know, have to deal with the electricity on your own and all those kinds of things. So we often advise people, get a good financial advisor on your side to make the retirement planning process a lot less stressful. Yes, that one is self-serving, Glenn, since you're here doing this show, obviously, but it really is a piece of solid information for folks to keep in mind if they find themselves stressed out by this stuff.
Well, I think that's right, Walter. And I mean, I'm certainly not the only financial advisor that's out there, right? There's a lot of listeners out there that I may never even come in contact with. But I do think it's good advice for folks to really, at the very least, you know, consider that, you know, and at least have some conversations with the financial advisor to, you know, to give yourself some different perspectives and whatnot, and to make sure that you're dotting your I's and crossing your T's, doing things that are going to, you know, create, you know, the opportunities to have, you know, long-term success and be able to have, you know, successful years and, you know, in your retirement years. We kind of made the analogy before where we were talking, we've sometimes had the different sports and this or that, and, you know, and you rarely find, if there's an athlete out there, right? I mean, they've had coaches along the way, right? And I always kind of look at, you know, being an advisor as someone who's helping folks, you know, in that retirement process is to be, you know, to be better at retirement, right? Making sure they're dotting I's and crossing T's and doing the things that are going to create the most opportunity for, you know, for having a successful retirement, right? And it's an educational process and it's a team effort, right? I mean, I look at it as it's like, you know, that if I'm working with somebody or a married couple, it's like I'm part of that team, you know, and we're working together to do the things and, you know, that they want to do and, you know, and to have their best interest at heart and, you know, to make sure that we're uncovering the rocks to make sure that we understand what's under there and making sure that we're not going to be surprised, you know, with lots of things that come down the path. I mean, obviously life is going to have surprises along the way, but we want to try to minimize those. And if we know that there's probably going to be some surprises along the way, that we want to build some plans that have some flexibility within them so that when surprises that we're not expecting a specific surprise, but we know that there are going to be a, you know, there's going to be surprises along the way. If we have some flexibility built into our plan, then we can typically adjust and be able to, you know, ride out the storms, if you will, Walter. And then that comes into play in terms of just the, you know, not only the planning, you know, but also coordinating with other professionals that might be the, you know, their tax preparer or their, you know, their estate planner and that kind of thing. It's just making sure that you're working with folks who are willing to work with others and, you know, and work in your best interest, and they don't have such a big ego that they feel like they know everything and they don't want to have any interaction with other folks. You know, that's not a good sign. And again, that's a kind of a red flag. You want to make sure that they're literally part of your team. It's not like, you know, you're joining their team. You know, this is your life, your retirement, and you want to have, you know, folks that are involved that are supporting you in that.
Yeah, it's huge and really important. So appreciate all the perspective here. We don't want retirement to be as stressful. This should be fun, exciting, a new adventure. But yeah, with some of those things sometimes comes stress. And so let's manage it in these important ways and keep this in the center of our minds so that we can properly address some of these needs and limit that stress as much as possible. But again, the easiest way to limit that stress is to work with somebody who can navigate you through all the ins and outs. That's Glenn Mosseller. So don't hesitate to reach out if you've got questions for Glenn. Want to talk about putting your financial plan into a really good spot as you head closer to retirement? You can do that with a free consultation in person or online. Just click free consultation at the website on roadmapfinancial.com, roadmapfinancial.com, or by calling 336-291-3535. Glenn, thanks for all the help today, and we'll chat with you again next week.
All right, Walter. Take care.
All right, come back and join us for the next episode of the Retirement Roadmap with Glenn Mosseller. Thanks for listening.